So yesterday we finished off with the case of the three Amoraim that had gone to a pundak, and when they went to the pundak, all of a sudden the Nachri showed up in the middle of Shabbat. They showed up in the middle of Shabbat, they didn't know what to do. They decided between them that they were going to be socher from the Nachri in the middle of Shabbat. Because we said that Schirut has the din like Bittul Rishut. Since it has a din like Bittul Rishut, that can be exercised or done on Shabbat, despite the fact that Schirut in general is a sur on Shabbat because it's a din in Mecca Chumemkar. Nevertheless, as Tosafot points out, this is not really Mecca Chumemkar, it's just a symbolic Schirut Re'uah, as if it's a gift in order to allow the Tiltul on Shabbat, so we don't consider it to be real Schirut. And so because of that, they can do it on Shabbat itself. Now, once they've done it on Shabbat itself, they've now solved one problem, is that they got the Nachri out of the picture, but then they have to be Mevatel Rishut in order to allow themselves to carry, because the Eruv that they had established before falls apart. And then they came back to Rabbi Yochanan and asked him, did they do the right thing? Came to Rabbi Yochanan afterwards to see if they'd acted appropriately, and he said, Yafe asitem shisachartem. You did a good thing, that was the right way to deal with it. So it's in the top line in Samach Vov Amud Aleph. Nardai, we're a little surprised by this. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say such a thing? The Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, socher kime'arev dami. One who rents from the Nachri is the equivalent of putting down an Eruv. So we already saw in their deliberations what that meant. You had two options as to what a socher is like. Either a socher is like a me'arev, putting together an Eruv, or a socher is kime'vatel reshut dami. The nafkamina between those two stands is when you have to do it. Eruv must be put in place prior to Shabbat. So if socher is kime'arev, then it must be done prior to Shabbat. If socher is kime'vatel reshut domi, then it can be done even on Shabbat itself. So Rabbi Yochanan complimented them and said that it was okay to be socher on Shabbat, which implies that it's socher kime'vatel reshut domi. Yet now we have a statement from Rabbi Yochanan that says socher kime'arev domi. That a socher is the equivalent of putting down an eruv. My love, what does that mean? Mame arev mi beodyom, av socher mi beodyom. Just like eruv must be done prior to the onset of Shabbat, so too the schirut from the Nachri must be done before the onset of Shabbat. Where it says, look, this is what the parallel is for. Ma me arev vafilu pachot mi shaveh pruta. Just like eruv can be put together even though it's less than a shaveh pruta. Av socher bepachot mi shaveh pruta. So too, the schirut can be done even with less than a shaveh pruta, because we only need a schirut ri'uah, we don't need a real full-fledged schirut. Umami arev, afilu schiru l'kito. Just like by eruv, you can have any proxy of the individual put into the eruv, af socher, afilu schiru l'kito. So too, when you rent from the Nachri, you don't have to rent directly from him, you can rent from any proxy of his. A proxy could be his children, his wife, or, as we saw before, Sviroli Kido, people are hired help or hired hands of his, especially if they're Jewish, it helps us out. You can rent the property from them. Again, because more of that, it's a symbolic type of rental, not an actual contractual rental from them. So the comparison to a roof for a Svirut involves these items. One is that he could do it Pachot Mishavet Buta. Number two is Afil Skirov Likito. Uma Me'arev Chamisha Shishruim Bechatzer Achat Echad Me'arev Adei Kulam. Just like in an Eruv, if you have five people come together to make an Eruv, then one of them can take the Eruv or move it on behalf of the others. So chernami, chamisha sheshurim b'chatzer achat, echad socher yidei kulam. So too, when it comes to the rental, one person can be the representative renter from the Nachri. You don't have to have everybody signed on the document or rent from the Nachri. If one person rents from the Nachri, that is sufficient as long as he's part of the Eruv. Similar to the Eruv itself, when you have five people together in Eruv, and that Chatzer now wants to make the Eruv together with another Chatzer, not all five people have to go into the other Chatzer. One person can represent the entirety of that Chatzer and bring the Eruv into the other Chatzer. So in both cases, both by Eruv as well as by Socher, one person can represent the entirety of the Chatzer. So Taiba, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a little surprised by this. I'm Rabbi Zera, my tie the Rabbi Elazar. Why was Rabbi Elazar bothered by this? What bothered him? What was he surprised about over here? I'm Rav Sheshet, Gavra Rabbo, Rabbi Zera, lo yada, matai, the Rabbi Elazar. If a great person like Rabbi Zera doesn't understand what the question or what's bothering Rabbi Elazar, kakashale de Shmuel Rabbe. What's bothering him is what he heard from Shmuel's Rebbe. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel makes three statements here. One is, Komakom, Sheusrim Umi Arvim. Any location in which the individuals are a problem for each other, if they remain in the state that they are right now, they will not be able to carry umearvin, and they have the ability to put together an eruv, mivatlim. Then they can use bitul in order to allow themselves to carry on Shabbat. So the question here, and what Shmuel is addressing is, when are you allowed to use bitul? Bitul reshut, when you relinquish control to a single individual, when is that effective? So the first case where he says it's effective is, kol makom, and kol makom is lav davka, it doesn't work in every place, but it's a statement of a klal, this is the general principle, this is what works in most cases, is that if there's an isur of carrying in the current state, had they done an Eruv, it would have worked, and it would have been successful. Then on Shabbat itself, they can be mevatel reshut in order to carry. Me'arvim ve'in osrim. In a case where they could be me'arev, but they're not oser. They don't really affect each other. They could have been independent of each other, not oser each other. Or osrim ve'in me'arvim. Or a case where they're problematic for each other, but an Eruv will not solve the problem. In those two cases, you cannot be mevatel reshut. Bitul reshut does not help. So now the Gemara is going to go through each one of these cases and give us the situation. Kol makom she'osrim umi'arvim mevatlim. The first case, where any place where they otherwise would be asurim, umi'arvim, and they can make an eruv to solve the problem, mevatlim, they're allowed to do bitul reshut. Kegon, what is the instance here? Bet chatzerot zu lifnim mizu. Talking about two chatzerot, one inside of the other. One chatzer is captive to the outer chatzer. The inner chatzer, the only way for it to get out is to exit through the outer chatzer. And then you have the outer chatzer, which again is connected to the pnimit, but also to the mavoi, the exit through them. So in that case, they cause a problem for each other. The inner area, pnimit, causes a problem for the chitzonah. The pnimit, if it doesn't make an eruv, they can't carry there. And if they don't make an eruv, the chitzonah, for sure, everybody agrees they cannot carry in the chitzonah. So there you have osrim, they cause problems for each other. And me'arvim, they can make an eruv. The pnimit can make an eruv, the chitzonah can make an eruv, they can make an eruv together. We have such a solution. So in that case, you can be mivatel. Me'arvim ve'in osrim. What's the case where they could make an eruv, but they don't affect each other? Ein mevatlin. So that's the case where you cannot be mivatel reshut to solve your problem. Kegon. Bet chatzerot, upetach echad menehem. That is when you have adjacent chatzerot, one next to the other. Each one of them has their own exit into the mavoi, but they also have to have a doorway between them. So in that instance, the chatzerot can make a decision. They could be independent of each other, or they could be joined together. It's their choice. They can be ma'arev. They have the ability to make an eruv between the two chatzerot because of the doorway between them. They're not obligated to do that. If they decide not to make an eruv between them, they don't affect each other. Each one stands independently. The doorway, as we said before, gives the option to either be together or to be separate. So because of that, they can make an eruv, but they don't affect each other. They're not oser one on the other because they have exits, independent exits from their chatzerot. And the doorway gives them the right to join, even though they don't have to join. Ein mevatlin. There, bitul reshut does not work. The last case is the case of osrin ve'in me'arvin. A case where they do cause a problem for each other, and they can't make an eruv to solve the problem. Ein mevatlin, over there you can't use bitul reshut. Le'etuye mai. What is the case? What is that situation in which that is true? My love, isn't the situation le'etuye nachri? A case where you have a nachri in the chatzer. A nachri in the chatzer creates a problem because he's oser. He causes a problem they can't carry there. Eruv will not solve your problem there, because making eruv, the nachri is still causing a problem for you. You need to do schirut from the nachri in order to solve your problem. So here's a situation where it's usrin. You can't carry in this chatzer, but eruv won't solve the problem. Eruv by itself is not the solution. Ein mevatlin. Bitul will not work in that situation, at least according to the memra of Shmuel. So now what's the situation? Eid atamet mo. If the Nachri showed up before or prior to Shabbat, lo gar mi etmol, let them rent from him before Shabbat, and then the Eruv would have worked. So that can't be the situation. Ela, what must be the situation here? Lav da'ata b'shabto. The Nachri shows up on Shabbat, v'ktani osrim, v'ein me'arvim, ein mevatlim. It's a case here where the Nachri causes a problem, v'ein me'arvim, and now they can't make an Eruv. And therefore, ein mevatlin. And then they can't nullify, they can't relinquish their control over the area in order to solve their problem. Shma mina. So from Shmuel, it sounds like you can't do bitul reshut in the face of an achri showing up on Shabbat. Now that was the solution used by the three Amoraim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan gave his stamp of approval to, was that they were socher from the Nachri on Shabbat, and then they were mevatel reshut, because that's the only way it works. The question is, what happens if they had an Eruv in place? They had an Eruv in place prior to Shabbat. They could have carried. The Nachri shows up in the middle of Shabbat. This is the case that we had yesterday. And now he's oser on them. So what you would think was, you could just be socher. You could just rent from the Nachri, and then the Eruv should go back into place. The only problem here is the skrut from the Nachri, not the Eruv. The Eruv is already in place. So what Tosafot notes, he notes it here, he noted it before, is that that's not the case. Once the Nachri shows up, he undermines the Eruv to the point that the Eruv doesn't exist anymore. There's no more Eruv. He dismantles the Eruv. So on Erev Shabbat, if they were intending to make an Eruv, and the Nachri was there, that would be a case of Osrim, there's a problem Isur, Ume Arvim, and that they're able to make an Eruv. Even though technically they can't make an Eruv, unless they get the permission from the goy, they are maskirit from him. Nevertheless, that's called the case of Osrim Umarvim. On the other hand, in our case here, where in the middle of the Shabbat the goy shows up, we have an issue. On Erev Shabbat, when they began this Eruv, it was totally fine. The Nachri wasn't here. But the Nachri Shaleta, when the Nachri is not present, the Eruv works fine. The Nachri shows up now, it undermines the Eruv, and the Eruv comes to pieces. There is no Eruv. As Tosafot said back on Samach Hayamud Bet, as soon as the Nachri shows up, the Eruv is gone. And the reason the Eruv doesn't survive the appearance of the Nachri is because Sha'asai Eruv ain't so fully tkayim. When they put the Eruv together, it wasn't going to be permanent. It had a chance of being taken apart. Because the Nachri can come. As long as the Nachri is not there, we said before, when the Nachri is not present, even though he owns something, it's totally fine. The Chachamim are not goes there in that case. But when the Nachri shows up, he undermines the Eruv. The Eruv is completely dismantled. So they do the schirut now. The schirut helps with regards to getting the Nachri on board, but now they have to rejoin their efforts. The only way to do that is through bitul reshut. Problem is, for Shmuel, you're now found in a position where osrim, the Jews are oser achad al sheni, but ein ma'arvim. You can't make an eruv in this case to solve the problem because it's the middle of Shabbat, and you can't make an eruv on Shabbat. So now you have no solution of eruv. If that's the case, it's a case of osrim ve'ein ma'arvim, and according to Shmuel, ein mevatlim, and therefore bitul reshut does not work in this case.
So now when he shows up on Shabbat, even though he's willing to rent to you, the Eruv that was there does not stand or does not hold water. So even though they had an Eruv and they were carrying until this point, as soon as the Nachri shows up, Eruv is gone. Now you want to continue, you rented from the Nachri, the only way to continue is Bitul Reshut. That's the only way you can get over the problem.
The Jews,
right. All the Jews will be mevatel the Reshut to one individual there. So he become one individual, but then that individual is the only one who can carry from his house into the chatzer, into the mavui, because they're all mevatel reshut to that individual. Their houses, they will not be able to carry from.
What's the point they're gaining?
They're gaining that this individual, for whatever reason, this individual needs to carry, then he can carry out. So, and the other benefit is that in the chatzer, they can all carry now. Paschal like Rabbi Shimon, that kelim sheshavtu bechatzer, you can move from the chatzer to the mavui, so you do have that benefit as well. So there are benefits to doing bitul reshut. It's not like an eruv would be much better for them. So that's why you're allowed to do this bitul reshut, because you won't be mevatel torat eruv, because eruv will be a much better solution. So therefore, you just do bitul when you have to. But if you had the choice of an eruv, you would definitely pick eruv. So what we have here is a problem. Shmuel's din is different than what Rabbi Yochanan came to the conclusion, or what we tried to explain within the Divrei Rabbi Yochanan. Now there is a possibility of explaining Rabbi Yochanan like Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan said that mevatel is kime arev. Now, if you really say Mevatel is Kime Arev, you really end up almost in the same position as Shmuel. Shmuel basically says you can do the Schirut, but the Bitul doesn't work. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan would be saying that the Schirut doesn't work because you can't do it because it's like an Eruv. They would end up in the same place. But we reinterpreted Rabbi Yochanan's statement that Schirut is Ki Eruv not to mean that you can't do it on Shabbat, to mean other Kulot that come up. All the other Kulot that apply to Eruv apply to Schirut. We did it the kula, not luchumra. So because of that, now we have a problem, at least for Rabbi Lozer, whose Rabbi Shmuel said that this doesn't work. So now, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, lo shmieli hashmato. I'd never heard this memra of Shmuel. Of course, Amalei Abaye, we've seen this so many times in Eruvin already. This must have been an area where Yosef had forgotten a tremendous amount, and Abaye was coming back to remind him every time. Remember that Rabbi Yosef fell ill in the middle of his life, he forgets all of his Torah, and then relearns it. After he's relearned the Torah, many times he'll say something, I never remember saying that, I never heard that. And Abaye's Talmud will say, you did, you told us this before you fell ill. And this is one of these cases. He says, Amalei Abaye, Atamartni Alan, Vaha Martini Alan. You said this memory of Shmuel, but you said it about this. Amar Shmuel, ein bitul reshut mechatzer lechatzer, vein bitul reshut bechurva. There is no bitul reshut from one chatzer to the other chatzer. Bitul reshut only works when you are intra chatzer. When you're inside the chatzer, you can be bitul reshut one to the other. If you want to go between two chatzerot, you can't do bitul reshut. Same thing here, vein bitul reshut bechurva. If you have two houses, in between them there's a churva, there's this destroyed house between them, which technically could be shared property of the two houses, because they both have entrances into that area. Bitul reshut will not help you over there. For Martlan Allah, ki amar Shmuel ein bitul reshut mechatzer lechatzer. When Shmuel said that statement that there's no bitul reshut from chatzer lechatzer, lo amran elishtei chatzerot upetach achad b'neihem. That's when you have two chatzerot and a door between them. Aval zu lifnim mizu. But if you have one chatzer that's captive to the other chatzer, since they create a problem for each other, then they can do bitul reshut. So now you have this statement of Shmuel about the fact that the case is a case of shtei chatzerot and the captive chatzerot, and then bitul mirshut reshut. So he says that's only true when it's optional. When you have the two chatzerot adjacent to each other, there's a door between them, and you could or you don't have to make an eruv over there. Bitul reshut does not work. On the other hand, when you have the captive chatzer, one inside of the other, over there, bitul reshut will work. Amalei, ana amina mishmei d'shmuel hachi. I quoted this from Shmuel. V'hamar Shmuel, ein lanu beiruvim, elok l'shon mishnatenu. That when it comes to eruvim, we have to follow, or we're only guided by what is said in the Mishnah, or the Lashon HaMishnah. And the Mishnah says, anshei chatzer, v'lo anshei chatzerot. It says one chatzer and not multiple chatzerot. So that ability to be mevatel reshut should only have application when it comes to a single chatzer, should not have application when it comes to multiple chatzerot. So how could I ever have said something like this in the name of Shmuel, that you could even have bitul reshut in multiple chatzerot when one is captive to the other? So Amar Leih, Abaye responds to him, Ki Amartlan, you told us this, Ein Lanu Beiruvim Elok L'Shon Mishnatenu. You're right, you did say it that. Aha, Amartlan, but you said it on a different topic. Shehamavui l'chatzerot kechatzer l'batim. The Amavui to the chatzerot is the equivalent of the chatzerot to the batim. Just like the batim are individual ownership, the chatzer is joint ownership, you need an eruv in the chatzer to allow the batim to carry into there. So too, when it comes to Mavui, the multiple chatzerot around the Mavui, they can't carry into the Mavoi until they have a Shituf Mivaot. So that's just the next level of joint ownership. So you have singular ownership in the house, joint ownership in the Chatzer. Then by making a roof, you have singular ownership in the Chatzer, but you have joint ownership in the Mavoi, and you require Shituf Mivaot to get over that problem. So because of that, you said on that Mishnah, that Ein Lanu Elok L'Shon Mishnatenu, which is, Shemavoi L'Chatzerot K'Chatzer L'Batim. And over there, Chatzerot is in plural, and Batim are in plural. And that indicates that a mavoi is only considered a mavoi when it has multiple chatzerot and multiple batim going into the chatzerot. When he says the lashon mishnatenu governs, that's what tells us how many chatzerot and how many batim you need in order for it to be classified as a mavoi. It was not said about what you thought, this topic over here, about two chatzerot not being mevatel reshut achat l'sheni. So now, according to the way Abaye is reminding Rav Yosef about Shmuel, Shmuel says, ein bitul reshut mi chatzer l'chatzer. You can't have bitul reshut between two chatzerot, number one. That is qualified by the statement that's only true when it's two separate chatzerot who don't have to be together and not osera achad al hasheni. But if they are osera achad al hasheni, like you have a captive chatzer in the pnimit, then you can do bitul reshut. In addition, Shmuel's statement about we only follow Lashon Mishnatenu is about a different Mishnah, which is the Mishnah that deals with chatzerot, mavoi, and batim. What's the interplay between them? When is something considered a mavoi? When it has multiple chatzerot and multiple batim? Because the plural is used there, it uses chatzerot and it uses batim in that statement.
Going back to how do we...
Right, so then Rabbi Yosef had said, Lo Shmieli ha Shmaita. I never heard that which Shmuel said, that you can't be mevatel reshut. And over here, Abaye reminds him that he did have a statement like that, and Shmuel did say that you can be mivatel reshut when you're oser achad al hasheni. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh bitul reshut michatzer lechatzer, yesh bitul reshut bechorva. He disagrees with Shmuel on both points. Number one is there is bitul reshut michatzer lechatzer, and number two is there is bitul reshut bechorva. If you have two houses on the side of a chorva, and each one has rights into this kurva, they cannot be mevatel reshut echad l'sheni in order to have one of them be able to utilize the kurva. You have to have an eruv between them in order to utilize the kurva, because as Rashi says, lo sharu rabbanan bitul reshut ela v'chatzer shelifnei habayit ta'akilu barabbanan davi ikar tashmitayu hatam. Bitul reshut, they only allowed you to invoke in a place where that's your normal utilization, the chatzer. The chatzer, where that's the primary utility, primary usage of the individuals. If you're to close that off on Shabbat, that'd be difficult for them. So in order to give them a dispensation on Shabbat, they allow bitul reshut. But for a churva, which is this empty space of a destroyed house between two houses, that's not the ikar tashmish of those houses, and we're not going to allow you to use bitul reshut in that case. It's not something we consider to be a necessity on Shabbat. If you shalayim, there are much fewer of them left today, but in Shari Chesed, the houses were built, there were duplexes, one on top of the other, but they did not have any of their kitchenwares in the house. The ovens and all the other materials were out in the chatzer. They had a courtyard in front of the houses, and then they had the gas balloons there, and they had their ovens outside, and then they had a kitchen inside, but not with the oven, not with other things. And so the chatzer, similar to what it was in the time of the Mara, was a primary utility. That's where they did all their cooking, their baking. That's an area where they kept their kelim. All sorts of things were kept out in the chatzer. So to close off the chatzer on Shabbat is significant, and that's why they allowed bitul reshut. On the other hand, to close off an area that's adjacent to the house, that's not a primary utility, that's not normally where they kept their things, that we don't worry about, and therefore we don't allow bitul reshut there. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says, bitul reshut works ben chatzer the chatzer, bitul reshut works in a churva. Bitzricha, and we have to have them argue in both of these cases. If you only told us that bitul reshut works between chatzerot, there Shmuel disagrees and doesn't allow you to do bitul reshut because each one can have independent utility. So there are cases where they're adjacent to each other, there's a door between them, and Shmuel says bitul reshut does not work in that case. So there, they're adjacent to each other, one works by itself, the other one works by itself, you want to join together. That's not necessity. That's not an absolute necessity. So over there, Shmuel says, bitul reshut won't work. Aval churva d'tashmishta, chado d'tarvayu. Over there by the churva, in order to access it, they can't separate their utility. They both have rights to it. And the only way to use it is to allow them to do bitul reshut. So in that case, maybe Shmuel would agree that we allow bitul reshut. Ema modulei the Rabbi Yochanan, maybe agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. Kamash Shmuel, that he doesn't. V'chiyit mar b'ha, had you only taught me about the case of churva, v'harka mar Rabbi Yochanan, then we would have thought only there does Rabbi Yochanan matir bitul reshut, because there's no other way to have utility there without doing bitul reshut. Aval b'ha, by the chatzerot, maybe modi lay the Shmuel. He would agree to Shmuel because there they could work independently without bitul reshut. They only need bitul reshut to join them together. So tzricha. In that case, we need both of these cases. So now we have a machloket Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yesh bitul reshut mechatzer lechatzer, v'yesh bitul reshut bechurva. Shmuel says, Ein bitul reshut mechatzer lechatzer, v'ein bitul reshut bechurva. We did have a qualification by Abaye of that statement, which was, Ein bitul reshut mechatzer lechatzer only applies when they two could stand independently. When you have adjacent chatzerot, who could have otherwise been independent of each other, now they want to join together, Ein bitul reshut. In a case where you have a captive chatzer, where the one is osir on the other, there you can't use bitul reshut. In the case which we had before, which is the Nachri shows up on Shabbat, over there it's a case of, the Nachri is osir, ve'ein me'arvin. Case you can't make an eruv on Shabbat. The Nachri, when he shows up, dismantles the eruv that existed there, ruins the eruv they had. Now you're socher from him. The solution that you really want is to make an eruv. That solution does not work over here because you can't make an eruv in the middle of Shabbat. That's a case of osrim ve'in me'arvim. Over there, Shmuel says that you can't use bitul reshut. As opposed to the cases of captive chatzerot, when the chatzer is captive, in that case, it's a case of osrim, but me'arvim. You could solve the problem through an eruv. And therefore, bitul reshut would work over there. So now, we have this machlok between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara now continues and says, Amar Abaye, Had Amar Shmuel, Ein bitul reshut mechatzer lechatzer, Lo Amran, Ela b'shtei chatzerot, U'betach achad meneem, Aval bet chatzerot, Zu lefinim mizu,
Tov shosrim mivatlim. Since they do cause a problem for each other, they can't be mivatel. Saw that qualification of Abaye already. Rava now disagrees with that qualification. Rava Amar, afilu shtei chatzerot zulufnim mizu, even two chatzerot, one captive the other, pamim mivatlim, upamim ein mivatlim. Sometimes you can do bitul reshut, sometimes you cannot do bitul reshut. It's not a given, like Abaye says, that you can always do bitul reshut.
Can I ask a basic question that's bothering a little bit? It's not hefker, right? So you're doing assignment? Is it actually an assignment?
Relinquish is the way to do it.
But relinquish in favor of somebody.
Yeah.
So it's like a transfer.
Yeah.
And Shabbos wouldn't know
what it is. As the Tosafot said before, that it's not really skirut. It's done simply to enable tiltol, not done to create a transactional nature.
Even Matana can't shut the Shabbos, right?
Right, a kinyan Matana. Here there's no real kinyan that's being done. If the person exercises control over it, by the way, it reverses. For instance, a person's mevatel reshut. The Tosafot spoke about this before. A person's mevatel reshut in favor of one person. They relinquish control in favor of another person. If they go then and act in a way that shows that they're exercising control over it, it undoes the mevatel reshut.
So it's reversible.
Exactly. So it's not a full-fledged kinyan. It's all symbolic in nature. Remember, the Isser here is only in the Isser Derabbanan. That people shouldn't carry and think that you can carry from private domain to an area where there's joint ownership and also carry into the Shut Rabim. So all the Chachamim want to do in this case is have something that reminds them that this is not the normal way to carry from singular ownership. So they do something that has a symbolic nature that makes it into singular ownership. Once they've done that, then we allow the person to carry out an end, they can carry in the Chatzerot. Because then we've dismissed the fear of them making that leap. So it's not that we're making real kinyanim here. It's not that we're doing something that is official in nature and you have to have contracts and all that sort of stuff. These are things that just try to take away the problem that could be there. The Chachamim here gave a dispensation. It's clearly a dispensation because they don't allow it in every case. Is that they can do bitul reshut when they're stuck on Shabbat. And as Rashi says, that only applies when it's in the chatzer, which is ikur tashmishtayu. That's an area where, without it, it would affect their Shabbat. So over there, they allowed them to do bitul reshut. But you can't do bitul reshut all the time. And again, Tosafot spoke about a case, for instance, when they were mevatel all their batim together. They did bitul reshut by the batim. Now, what happens when the person really exercises control and carries in and out of his house into the chatzer? That's as if he's taking back his reshut if he does that, and it might unwind or undo the bitul reshut he has before. So there's no real kinyan here that you say, oh, it's usur on Shabbat, and you can't do this. And Tosafot, again, hinted that before, when you do schirut from the Nachri, you're not allowed to do schirut on Shabbat either. But because it's this symbolic type of schirut, it's not a real rental where you have to have a full-fledged rental, because of that, we allow you to do it on Shabbat, just to have the whole dynamic of a roof in place, so that you don't make the mistake. And over there, it's interesting, because there it was only done to dissuade the Jew from living in this situation. By allowing for the dispensation, you're almost allowing him to overcome the problem, and to live there anyway. But the Chachamim didn't want to make it miserable on Shabbat, they were just trying to stop the problem of people carrying into Rishut HaRabim. Right, so the Gemara asks Ketzad, according to Rava, what are the situations in which you can do Bitul Rishut? And cases where you cannot do Bitul Rishut. So netnu eruvan b'chitzona. So now we have a case where you have captive chatzer, which we'll call pnimit, and you have chitzona, which is the outer chatzer. The people in the pnimit, the way for them to get out or exit to the Rishut HaRabim is through the outer chatzer. That's the pnimit. The chitzona has an exit to the Rishut HaRabim or to the mavui, and they also have a door into the pnimit, but they don't have to use that. They don't have to utilize it. They decide to get together. The two chatzerot get together and they put an eruv together. Where did they place the eruv? How do you do an eruv when you have two chatzerot? One of the chatzerot makes an eruv together. Let's call it here the pnimit. The inner chatzer makes an eruv together. Then, when they decide they want to join with the chitzona, they take their eruv, which they've gathered, and they place it in the outer chatzer. When they place it there, that joins the two chatzerot together. Now, in this case, nanu eruvan bechitzona. They place their eruv in the outer chatzer. V'shachach echad. One of the people in these two chatzerot forgot to join the eruv. Ben min ha-pnimit, whether he's from the inner chatzer, or ben min ha-chitzona, or whether he's from the outer chatzer, velo irev. And he didn't join in the eruv, shtehem asurot. Both of them are asur, and you can't get out of it. Everybody's in trouble. The Gemara is going to go back and dissect each one of them. Then, on the other case, that new eruvan b'pnimit, if they jointly, when they join the chatzer together, they place the eruv to sit in the inner chatzer, v'shachach echad min ha-pnimit, one of the people from the inner chatzer forgot to put it in, v'lo irev, and he didn't make an eruv, shtehen asurot. Then again, the same din, they're both asurin. Shachach echad min ha-chitzona. On the other hand, if one of the people from the outer chatzer forgot to join the eruv, Then the inner chatzer can carry internally, but the chitzuna remains asura. Now the Gemara is going to go back and dissect each one of these cases. So in those four permutations, in only one of them do you end up with a case where you can have it be mutar. In the four permutations, you have the Eruv and the Chitzonah, and either a person in the outer Chatzer or the inner Chatzer forgot, that's two cases, nothing can be done there, you're stuck. On the other hand, if they placed it in the Pnimit, and then somebody forgot, if it's somebody from the inner chamber forgot, you're in trouble. If someone from the outer Chatzer forgot, then you have a chance at solving the problem. And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. First one. They placed the Eruv in the outer Chatzer. The question here, which is really the question to get to the answer, is why not? Say, for instance, they placed the Eruv in the outer Chatzer, and somebody from the inner Chatzer had forgot to join the Eruv. So what do you want him to do now? That would be the solution. For him to relinquish his control in the Chatzer to another party. Another party that's a part of the Eruv. So let him do that. So what's he going to do? He'll relinquish his control to the people in the inner Chatzer. Let the layer vayu gabayu. The Eruv is no longer there. The Eruv is placed in the outer Chatzer now. The Eruv is not sitting in the Pnimit anymore. So he can't be mevatel reshut to somebody there because the Eruv is no longer extant in the inner courtyard. So because of that, he can't be mevatel reshut. Mevatel b'nei chitzonah. You want him to be mevatel reshut, relinquish control to the people in the outer Chatzer. This is Shmuel. Ain't bitul reshut mi chatzer lechatzer. Remember, Rav was modifying Shmuel. Shmuel believes there's no bitul reshut mi chatzer lechatzer. You're stuck now. You can't do anything. Then the pimit and the chitzonah fall apart. The eruv falls apart on both parts, and you can't carry. Number one is the inner one falls apart because you have somebody in the inner chatzer that didn't join the eruv. So he ruins the eruv for the inner courtyard. The outer courtyard now has a problem because if the people on the inside are asurim, then it's regular surabim koma. Someone who's asur in their place ruins the chatzer when they walk through the outer chatzer. That's ben Rabbi Akiva, ben the Rabbana. Because over here, they're asurim in their own location. They cause a problem if they have rights to walk through the outer chatzer, which they do. Since they have rights to walk through the outer chatzer, they ruin it for the outer chatzer. So in that case, no solution, and no bitul reshut, and they're both asurim. So what's the other possibility? Hai bai chitzona. The other possibility is the outer person, one of the people in the outer chatzer forgot. So the man nevatel. So again, who's he going to relinquish control to? The vatel of bnei chitzona. If he relinquishes control to the people in the outer chatzer, ika pnimit da'asra alayu. You still have the inner people who are going to cause a problem for them. Because the inner people don't have an eruv now jointly with the outer chatzer, because he forgot to be a part of that eruv in the outer chatzer. So in a sense, they dismantle the eruv, at least for the, because as far as the inner people are concerned, there's no eruv between them because they left somebody out. So now what are you saying? Somebody, the person who forgot in the outer chatzer should be mevatel reshut to the people in the outer chatzer? Fine, so you've solved your problem for the outer chatzer, but you haven't solved your problem for the inner chatzer. And if the inner chatzer is asur, then they're going to ruin the outer chatzer, because it's a rego shebim koma asura, causes problems for people in the outer chatzer. So mevatel b'nei pnimit. So the better solution would be that he should relinquish control to the people on the inner chatzer. Ain't bitul reshut mi chatzer lechatzer. This is Shmuel l'shitato, that you can't be mevatel reshut from one chatzer to the other chatzer. Rashi and Tosafot bring up an alternative possibility here. There is another solution, which is to reverse the whole process. It's not to have the individual forgot to be mevatel reshut to all the others, but the other way around. What happens if everybody else is mevatel reshut to this person? So in the instance where he's in the inner courtyard, and he forgets to join the Eruv. So what should they do? They should all be mevatel reshut to the one individual in the inner chatzer. Now by doing that, they are matir, the inner chatzer, at least for that individual, now can carry from his house into the chatzerot, and they can carry in the chatzer itself. And now it becomes a regel hamutar bimkomo. The people in the pnimit are now mutarim. If they are mutarim, they're not going to ruin it for the chatzer achitzonah. And the chatzer achitzonah has the eruv in it. The eruv is sitting there, they should be able to use their eruv now, and they should be okay. So why not use that solution? Tosafot says that, enochanami, hapshitalan, dukulan yicholim levatel etzlo, that they could all have been metal vetel b'shut to him, But Rabbah is not discussing the case where the primit become mutar. He's talking about the people who made the eruvin. Can they make it mutar? And that he can't do. Rashi has a different solution. Rashi says, im kasha, levadlu bnei primit reshut chatziran legabe hai, delo yirif. Vehu regala mutar bimkomo, da yachidu. Veino sera la chitzona, bitishtare chitzona. And now the chitzona would be mutaret. Says lav miltahi doesn't work. Da kaven de batli rishutai legabe haviluhu inu regular surabim koma. Says you're only looking at one side of the picture here. When they're mevat the rishut to this individual, then that individual can carry from his house into the chatzer. But everybody else over there is asura. Nobody else there can carry from their houses into the chatzerot. They become now regular surabim koma. Regla Surah Mikra is going to affect the outer chatzer. And since they're going to affect the outer chatzer, you haven't solved your problem then. So Rashi says that's not a solution. It might be a solution for the inner area and allow that one individual to carry, which Tosafot agrees, it's pshita, that the inner chatzer could solve their problem by all being mevat reshut to the one person who didn't join in. But that doesn't help the outer chatzer, because the outer chatzer is still stuck now, because the individual is regular mutar mimkomo, but everybody else is regular surah mimkoman because they can't carry from their houses into the chatzerot. And therefore they're going to ruin it for the outer chatzer. So it is a partial solution to the inner chatzer, but it doesn't help you for the outer chatzer. And that's what we're after, as Tosafot says. Where the Erev is sitting, we want to know that we can make it mutar there again. So now the next case in the permutations of Rabbah. Nanu Erevan bipnimit. They put their Eruv jointly, the chatzerot, put it in the inner chatzer. Shachach echad min hapnimit v'lo yirev. And one of the people from the inner chatzer forgot to join the eruv. Shtehen asurot, they're both asurot. Hai bar pnimit l'man nevatel. The one who's on the pnimit, who's he going to be vatel to? Vatel b'nei pnimit. He'll relinquish control of the people on the inside. Ika chitzona the asra alayu. You still have a problem of the people in the outer chatzer that cause a problem. Generally, the outer people have no relevance to the inner chatzer. They have no relevance to the inner chatzer because they don't have rights to go through there. They don't generally walk through there. So just because the people on the outside are problematic, why should they affect the people on the inside chatzer? The reason is because this Shabbat, they put their Eruv in the inner chatzer. By putting the Eruv in the inner chatzer is basically granting rights to the outer chatzer to come into the inner chatzer. That's the whole idea of the Eruv. Eruv is joint ownership. A singular joint ownership. They've now actually granted rights for the chitzonah to come into the primit. So they're going to cause a problem for the primit now, because they become a regular surah bimkoma. The chitzonah becomes a place where they can't carry at all, because the inner person forgot to join the Eruv. Their Eruv fails now because of their joint Eruv, and the Eruv is not with them anymore. It's not in their chatzer, it's in the inner chatzer. So they can't do anything. The people in the outer chatzer are stuck. So what do? We solve the problem for the inner chatzer. Let that one individual be mevat reshut, and at least the inner chatzer should be able to carry internally. That they can't do because the chitzonah has rights to come in there. And their rights to come in there ruin it for the inner chatzer because they are now asurot. And everything unwinds. The whole thing falls apart. What's the other possibility? Let them relinquish control to the people in the outer chatzer. So that's three of the cases, according to Rava, where Shmuel says, Bitul Rishut does nothing. Here's the one case out of the four permutations where it makes a difference. One of the people on the outer chatzer forgot, but they put the Eruv in the inner chatzer. Then, Vadai Pnimit Muteret. The inner chatzer is fine. Da'achto dasho umishtavsho. They will close the door and use it. V'chitzona asura. But the chitzona will remain asura. So let's think about this. This should be no better than the previous case. In the previous case, we said the primit has the eruv in there. And now the primit has the eruv, and nobody forgot on the primit. So they're totally fine. The problem is the chitzona is problematic for them. The outer chatzer has rights to come in because they put the eruv there. In the other case, we said the chitzona is asura, so they cause problems for the inner chatzer. Same thing is true again here. The outer chatzer is a problem because they are regular asura bimkoma. Even though the person in the outer chatzer is mevata reshut to all those people in the chatzer chitzona, so he can carry throughout. But the other people still remain asurim. If they're asurim and they have rights to go to the inner chamber now is problematic. Over here we say close the door. Oh, why can you close the door? Why don't you say that in the previous case? Close the door and everything will be fine. Over here we can say a principle that comes up in shlichut. Principle that comes up in agency, which is, l'tikunei shelachti v'lo li'ivutei.
We sent you to do our agency to improve the situation, to make it better. We didn't send you to mess it up. And over here, who's at fault for the problem? The person who's at fault here for the problem is the chitzonah. So we said, we joined together with you to make an eruv to make the situation better. Situation better, then we can also carry in your chatzer and you can carry in our chatzer. Now over here it fails because somebody in the outer chatzer forgot to get into the eruv. So now it fails because of the people in the outer chatzer. The pnimit says, listen, we could have been by ourselves before and been just fine. We only joined together with you in order to improve the situation. You failed because you were one of the people that forgot. We, you know what we're going to say? We're going to say, we no longer want your agency. We don't want you joining our eruv anymore. We're going to close you out. We're going to close the door. They don't literally close the door, but the fact that they can't close the door is enough, and the pnimit remains muteret by itself, and the chitzonah is stuck. They're stuck because they are asurin, because the eruv is still with the pnimit.
The Gemara later on will tell us that why you need bittul over here is aliba de Rabbi Akiva. According to the Chachamim, just to say that we don't want your agency because you're coming to mess things up and not make it better, that's enough to allow the pnimit to be muteret. Rabbi Akiva says, despite that fact, you still need bittul reshut. The bittul reshut over here is the bittul reshut of the chitzonah to the pnimit. The chitzonah has rights to the pnimit. The pnimit rejects their rights to come in. And we say to the chitzonah, be mevatel your reshut to the pnimit. Because you have no benefit in keeping those rights. The only thing you do is ruin it for the inside. So that's a case of osrin, case where they are oser achar lesheni. And a case where the Eruv would have solved the problem. So over here, we allow you to do Bito Rishut. And that's the case in which Shmuel says that Bito Rishut works, Michatzer Lechatzer, when there is a Chatzer Lifnim Michatzer. This is the one case where you require Bito, according to Rabbi Akiva.
But what about in the reverse case? In the reverse case, where they all put their Eruv into the Pnimit, and someone from the inner Chatzer forgot, why don't we say the same thing there? The people in the chitzonah can say, listen, you really messed it up for us. We only joined together because of you. There's two problems with that. Number one is, the eruv is in the pnimit. So the chitzonah can't say that, really. Because even if they say that, the eruv is still with the pnimit. That's number one. Number two is, the pnimit, if it is asura, causes problems for the chitzonah. Because then it becomes a regular asura bimkoma, and it ruins it for the chitzonah. So they can't just say, okay, you guys be asurin, and then we're going to close the door. They don't have a right to close the door. The pnimit has rights to go out there. In our case, the chitzonah doesn't really have rights to go into the pnimit. The reason they have rights here is because they put the eruv there. It's only because of the eruv that they have rights there. And there, the pnimit can say to them, we're not going to grant you those rights anymore because you only ruined it for us. You didn't make it better. And the other way around, when their pnimit messes up, they have rights to the chitzonah irrespective of the eruv. And they're going to cause a problem for the chitzonah. So out of the four permutations, only one of them can be solved by bittul reshut. And that is this case. So in the case where the eruv is in the chitzonah, and anybody forgets, whether it's from the chitzonah or pnimit, no solution, everybody's stuck. In the case where it's in the pnimit, if someone from the inner chatzer forgot, you're in the same position, and it's a problem for everybody. The one case where it works is if the eruv is in the pnimit, someone from the outer chatzer forgets, you basically excise the outer chatzer, and the pnimit has their own eruv, and they can carry internally. People in the chitzonah are still asurin, and they can't carry there, and neither can the pnimit carry to the chitzonah. So that's Rava's qualification of Shmuel. He says, even in a captive chatzer, only one of those four permutations will we allow bittul reshut. Because bittul reshut can only work where? Number one, it's done internally, intra chatzer. And number two is, it's only a case where osrin, where the case where they're osirin each other. It disagrees with Bai. Bai says, gives a blanket statement, that Shmuel is matir, anytime it's a captive chatzer, then you can be matir reshut, because osrin is out. Rav says that's not true. That's only true in one out of four cases, that you can't be matir reshut. You know what, we're gonna stop over here.